bro.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
Yo, what's up, worship man, DJ Team. We back live once again. We got the A-Team in the house tonight, along with some other guests. How everybody doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Doing good.
That's what's up. Today we're going to discuss racial profiling and stereotypical events, such as what happened to Trayvon Martin, such a devastating event. How y'all feel about that?
It's messed up. Three words.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we're going to get more in topic about it. You know, for everybody that's out there listening, if y'all have any comments or opinions about it, feel free to call in throughout this show at 718-664-6543. Let us know all about how you feel about it. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. Knight Rider.
Talk to me, man. What's going on, man?
Yeah, chillin', man. Just calling to check up on you.
Oh, man, I'm good, man.
I'm in the studio sitting, Chardonnay sipping, baby mama tripping, success is not given. Barber the path of the road to success, but I still walk around like I have no stress. Suffering from pain, I think I got some screws loose. That's a mind-boggling, God, honest truth. How can they judge me if they can't fit in my shoes? We in this attraction, hurtful things that I've been through. My cousin once told me, find something to die for and live for. Make it come around and then for with death, how I took it. Much respect to him and my word to him. Don't let these hoes get to him. Just hit him and run to him. Consider that a blessing. I wake up to my queen, being done with stressing. Gotta learn to be a father, factor out my problems in life. You only got one life. And if you don't like my decisions, don't follow my way of living. Give me your best in life. Keep small minded things for yourself. You only got one night. Let the night be the night. But not my problem. Every time I go to stress and liquor, so keep calling. Saying I can take your pain away if you only allow me a couple of minutes of my today. Even though I'm a thing, the world needs a change. And I'm still at a standstill, waiting on my change. Talked to my brother the other day, told him we gotta make a way. Told him everything's gonna be okay. But I'm still head down with a bottle of Chardonnay. Just throwing that bitch back, trying to drown on my problem. It don't pay to be broke, hustle hard, cause I'm starving. Took my heart in these verses, they still speaking on the artist. They must be retarded. I'm modest, I'm grateful, helpful, respectful. Maniac should be the talk of the town. The way I get down, I gotta put this shit down. Damn.
Thing. Alright, well, it looks like we're experiencing a little technical difficulty at the time, man. But anyway, back to the show, though. Long story short, man, to make everything known, The event with Trey Vonda, which everybody already know by now, was walking back from the store with a hoodie on. And in that event, got shot. Well, can somebody mute their line or something? What's going on in this room? Anyway. I don't know where that came from, yeah. Anyway, he was shot in the event, coming back from the store because he had on a hoodie. And the dude who shot him, George Zimmerman, he's actually out right now on a $150,000 bail. And everybody's saying that it was a racial issue, that if it had been a black man that shot a white person, that he would never have got out. How do y'all feel about that?
I thought he was in jail, man. I thought he was charged with second degree murder.
Nah, he got out, man.
Yeah, he's out on bail. He's even allowed to leave the state, but he's got to wear a little ankle bracelet. You know what I'm saying? He's got, like, curfew and stuff, but he's out.
He's out walking free, y'all. Nate so bad, yeah. He done left Florida, man. They said rumors he done left Florida. Thing is,
he was gonna leave. He still left before he got charged.
I know, right? But the crazy thing is he had to. He said he blamed it on self defense. Well, being that he blamed it on self defense, he actually had supporting evidence about it. Now, I don't know how it happened. I wasn't there, but I don't know how the scuffle went down or whatever. But you know, they say that a police report states that Trayvon had gunpowder on his hoodie from an up-close shot or whatever. But who in this room right now agrees that if he would have never confronted Trayvon, whether Trayvon was black, white, Indian, or alien, it wouldn't matter. If he had a hoodie on, walked through a neighborhood, if he was never confronted in the first place, there would have never even been an incident. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
All right.
I
want
to hear it like this. Do what?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, I'm like, man, I mean, ain't nobody really going to never know the true story behind it. You know what I mean? I mean, from what people say, I mean, it sounds like racial profiling, but you never know what actually went down that night. I mean, you can get a police call, but you can't really take much out of, like, what was happening. You can hear the man talking, but you never know.
It's definitely a case of racial profiling, not maybe how everything went down, but what started it. And this guy's got a history of, you know, calling the cops. Basically, it's always the same thing, black male kind of thing. I mean, he might not necessarily be racist. I think he is personally, but it was racial profiling that started the whole thing. And you know, like you said, nobody's ever going to know really what happened, what led up Trayvon getting shot. But, like you said, he instigated the whole incident, period. If he had been minding his own business, like Trayvon was doing, wouldn't that never happen?
True. He said he was watching the neighborhood. Watching the neighborhood, I read a sign that somebody was protesting. It said you watch the neighborhood with your eyes, not a gun.
Yeah, so I mean.
And Trayvon was only 17 years old at the time of the incident.
I heard they say he was walking to get some weed or something, man.
I don't know what he's walking to get. I heard Skittles, so I mean, I don't know. I really don't know, man. You know how it is, man. So many people talking. Yeah, well, either way, if he was going to get weed or whatever, it was still his business, you know, and he was minding his business before Zimmerman approached him. So, I mean, really, I don't know if I can agree with, you know, with Zimmerman's approach to the self-defense plea. I don't know about that.
Now, I have been told
by a friend of mine, a police officer. I was talking to him about it, and I was asking him, this was before he had ever been charged with anything. I was asking him, how is this guy, you know, not behind bars? And he was telling me, he told me the specifics. I can't remember exactly, but he was telling me that, like, you know, and by Georgia law, he'd been locked up, charged with murder, hands down, or, you know, at very least manslaughter. It's something about Florida has a law, and it's basically poorly written law that basically what he did was legal. And so he was saying, in his opinion, he's going to walk because of that law. And if anything, they'll use this case as a precedent and change that law so it doesn't happen again. But because of that law, he's probably going to walk.
Yeah, I heard that his, but at one time, though, his legal team actually stepped down. Because I guess they felt like they lost. But, I mean, it's not like they had, I mean, they have a clear case, though. I mean, the man even admitted to shooting him. But he has so much evidence that it's self-defense, even though I don't personally believe that. But he has pictures from where he was hitting the head. He has pictures from a cell phone where he recalled his wife right after the shooting saying that he shot Trayvon. You know, there's just so much stuff that leads up to it. I mean, it's just nobody really knows, but they do say it was a scuffle before that shot was fired. So what I'm thinking is, in my mind, if I had to just guess, then I would say he was walking back, Zimmerman seen him, and tried to approach him to ask him about it. But he probably came at him in the wrong way, and, you know, Trayvon took that personal, and they might have got into a scuffle, and then the shot was fired. Because Zimmerman actually called the police, and the police said they'd be on their way or whatever, and he said, nah, y'all take too long, I'm going to handle it this time. He actually told that to the police station. So really, it was wrong.
Was there any bruises on his face, though?
Nah, the dude, Zimmerman had gashes on top of his head where he said Trayvon slammed his head into the pavement.
But
if he never stereotyped it from the first place, then if he never said from the very jump, there would have never been an incident, and there would not be a life that got lost over an incident if he never had stereotyping. Stereotyping is something is major these days, and it's mainly because of, you know, the way the world is, because the world is messed up and there are people that do bad things. But just because you see somebody late night with a hoodie on doesn't mean they're up to no good. You know what I mean? Man, it could have been cold. That man, it could just be the way he dressed. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. But, Maria.
He might have been in the show.
Yes.
How you feel about it, Maria?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was racially profiled because he was just walking with his tea in his Skittles. And the man approached him. The man was following him. He lost the man, but the man found him again. So he was following Trayvon.
Okay.
So I think it was racially profiled. And the person would have been in jail.
Yeah, if it happened anywhere else. But like Big Country said, they got a gun law.
Stand your ground.
In Florida. Yeah, stand your ground, shoot first. Yeah, they do. But also, there's a loophole in that. You know, if he wouldn't, they talking about they're going to reword it and go back and fix it, but that's not going to give Trayvon's family Trayvon back. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's an incident that should have been fixed a long time ago.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
What you think, man?
I mean, it was no doubt racial profiling, you know what I mean? So, I mean, at the same time, like I said earlier, man, I mean, nobody will never know actually what went down. I mean, but yeah, I agree with y'all, though. Like, if dude never approached Trayvon or started following him, everything would have been avoided. But, I mean, when that happened now, and now it's just a legal business now, how they decide to resolve it. I mean, me personally, I think it should be locked up, charged with murder, but with all them laws, with that stand the ground law, I think he might walk or something. I mean, I don't know though.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean, truthfully, as bad as I hate to say it, I think that he will walk too. I say that because they don't normally give you a bond for something that serious. If you get a bond, it normally means you got a chance to get out. You see what I'm saying? Then they let him leave the state. So I don't know how that's going to play out. But I know one thing, if he does go to jail, people in prison they're not going to deal with that too good. That racial profile thing in prison is going to be a big problem for Zimmer. That's all I'm saying. I ain't going to go into details about it, but that's what I'm saying. They're going to.
It could be the same way on the outside, though. You got to think. Like, people go see him, and they go, like, oh, that's Zimmerman, you know what I mean? Then they might try to do something. So he pretty much, if he stay out, he's going to have to be in custody and, like, what'd you call it?
Protected custody,
yeah. For the rest of his life.
Yeah, he won't ever be in gym pop or nothing like that if he does go to prison.
Yeah.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. So it's a good point, though, man. Like, but one thing, though, if he's on the street, but he never shows his face because he's in hiding, I mean, really, you can't do nothing. Look how long it took them to find a summer. Think about it. He got bombs flying by him. So long as he stays here, he's not going to have a problem. Then if he stays here long enough for the trial to be over, and then if he does get free, if he just flees and leaves the whole state in general, the whole, you know what I'm saying, goes way off somewhere, who's going to find him?
Yep.
Somebody's going to find him.
Somebody's going to find him.
He's been on TV. Yeah, somebody probably knows
him. Obama had
trouble.
He had a whole little city underground,
How y'all feel about the Black Panther Party that said they put a bounty on his head?
They probably did.
This is my first time hearing about that.
Yeah, it was on the news, man. I seen it on Yahoo. I seen it on the news. They said it scared him into hiding.
Think they did that in order for the police to do something about it. Because the police ain't do nothing about it. They was going to do something about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes plenty of sense then. Yeah, I didn't ever really read deeply into the Black Panther Party, you know, situation with that. I just knew that they had a bounty. I automatically thought it's self-explanatory. You know, he had a bounty, you know, he killed Trayvon over the racial profile. I just figured, you know, okay, so they're going to try to get him if the police don't. But I never did actually confirm that. But good point, Maria, good point. That's what's up.
Really?
But,
I mean, what she said is true because, I mean, this is sad to say, but really, public outcry is the only reason he was started in the first place. Like, if this had just happened and it hadn't, you know, been highly publicized, he would have never even seen charges. I mean, look how long it took him to charge him. That was literally just public outcry. I'm not saying it's right. I think that's terrible, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true, man, because, like I said, man, it's so crazy these days, man, that, I mean, I can understand him confronting Trayvon, but if he would have asked him what was going on or, like, what was he doing, if he was neighborhood watching, if there was a high crime rate in that area, I can see maybe him asking or either calling authorities to ask, but as going as far as confronting and killing the man, I mean, right? I mean, regardless of the law or however he approached him, I mean, that's wrong, man. And that man's family right now is still suffering from that incident. You know what I'm saying?
And what's getting me that the man free, man? That's what I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guarantee you, any one of y'all go out right now outside the station, shoot somebody, I guarantee you're not getting out of jail.
Even
had second degree murder.
Depending on how you look, though. You know what I'm saying?
I got one question, man. How he post 150,000 to get out?
Hey, you know what I hear? I heard certain type of, like, funding he's buying, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like, I ain't.
Yeah. I
don't know, man. I don't know who's paying
it. Behind it, watching his money. You know that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it is crazy though. They released Zimmerman late night, right? They released him from the jail at night, late night, and he had on a coat, a big coat, from which, from the angle I seen it, it looked like it was a sheriff's coat. And under the coat, he like he had a bulletproof vest on as well. And then they escorted him out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
so they know somebody going to get it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy how they doing things. But, hey, 18, special guest. Yo, before we go, before we get in deeper and go any further details, we're going to take it to commercial right quick. Night Rider, take it away.
Are you in need of a videographer? Contact PrintTerra. PrintTerra is a video recording service for businesses, organizations, and schools. Your event may be a seminar, conference, award presentation ceremony, stage performance, graduation, training session, motivational talks, small weddings, product launch, or an open ceremony. Contact PrintTerra. We will make every effort to record your precious moments in the manner that you desire. We use digital video cameras, broadcast standard audio equipment, and videographers with professional experience. We believe that you will enjoy your recorded program for years to come. The price only starts at $399, and if you mention EOTM Atlanta, you get 10% off. Call us 404-551-2638. Or just hit us up on the web at www.printterra.com.
Dr. Martin, please dial 314. Dr. Martin, please dial 314.
Man.
Dr. Peters, report toward 6.
Don't get me started, I dearly departure. I'm a skeptic.
so professional. Don't make me break your ceiling. So fidelity intellectual. I make your ass a vegetable. Pop big guns. I know feels like Hannibal. Eating through flesh like a tiger on an antelope. Said the wrong words. Now it's time to bust a cantaloupe. Fuck a 9-11. Put your brains on a pedestal. We some real goons. You ain't fucking with no women, dude. Concrete shoes. Boy, you won't make the news. I can get it through this either. Yeah, straight abuse it. Smoking like a bomb, straight bubble. Yo, fluids, I'm hotter than a barrel. Let the shots run through it. Throw away the shooting like I never even used it. Believe me, I'll bring the fire. When they sell main line, if it escalated, what's the bottom line? You die.
Egg can post them, clock one, tell them. Tote big fights in the club, Mac 11.
Fuck a 9-11, cause of 187. Fighting to the end like a fucking Armageddon.
Egg can post them, clock one, tell them. Tote big fights in the club, Mac 11.
Fuck a 9-11, cause of 187. Fighting to the end like a fucking Armageddon.
Yeah. 18.
Yeah.
Yo. What's good? What's good? We back live. How y'all feeling? Y'all feeling energized? Hey, I got a question while we've been going through commercial, man. I was thinking, man. Who in here has ever been stereotyped or racial profile?
I have been this Sunday that last Sunday that happened. That came.
Where at?
When I was walking up the street to the go take this little red box movie in, troll rolled by, turned around, pulled me over and said, I fit this description of some dude named Echo such and such. That's what he told me.
Everybody told
you. He asked for my ID and everything, asking where I stay at. So I asked him any reason you pulling me over. He said, I fit somebody's description. Y'all like, that's over here? You know, he was just, basically he was just, you know what I'm saying, stereotyping me.
Yep.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That could have been the Picasso case, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, could have been.
But I kept my cool.
Glad
you know,
it
was, man.
Glad it was.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. What about anybody else?
Every day, man.
Yeah. Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Like,
every
like,
day.
Every
new tattoo.
I know you can relate to this, DJ King. You know what I'm saying? You be walking, you might be walking to the car as you're coming out of the grocery store, you know, and you walk by somebody's car and they get in your car and you hear that doors lock. Tick.
Yep,
like you just
yep.
go up
hey.
In there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, have you like ever, you ever been like at the red light and somebody looked at you and locked their door?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what happened. I was at the red light one day, I was bumping my music. I put it was either the old or white lady. By the time she looked at me, I felt her looking at me, you know what I'm saying? I looked over. She turned her head real fast and locked the door. I was like, damn. I looked at her.
I was saying, it looked like a criminal. And the crazy
yeah.
thing is, man, I feel for Trayvon, the reason why I did this show tonight, man, because I feel for Trayvon, man, because, and his family, because, honestly, I mean, I ain't much older than Trayvon myself. And, you know, I got tattoos and stuff, you know. I guess to some people that would profile me, I guess they'll profile me as I look like I could be a criminal. I don't feel that way personally, but, I mean, hey, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. But anyway, I was coming out of Dollar General the other day, y'all. I went to the dollar store. Long story why I went to the dollar store. But I was coming out of the dollar store. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking to my car, and, well, before I walked to the car, I was holding the door for this old lady. She didn't even want to walk through the door. Then when she finally got through the door, she went in and told me, thank you. I told her, you know, you're welcome and everything. You know, she walked out to her car, walked all the way around her car, went to the neighboring car. And then when I passed their car, she went back around that car and got in her car. Like, she didn't want me to see what car she got in. She unlocked the car doors on me. it was like 80. I know it was at least 80 degrees. She got the windows all the way up. She wasn't even running no AC. I know she wasn't, because her little hair wasn't blowing. Her little after-dinner thing wasn't moving. You know what I'm saying? She just wanted to get away from me. Then when she got down to the end of the road, her little windows came cracked down just a little bit. Like, come on, man. For real? It's amazing how just a little body art, a couple little clothes that you wear, the way you wear your hat, it's just amazing how people can just stereotype you, man.
Yep.
That's just my incident. I had to comment on that. That's just my incident right there. Tiel.
Yes, sir.
I know you done had some events. You like to share one with us today?
Huh?
I said, I know you done had some stereotyping events or some racial profiling events that you have encountered. Would you like to share one with us today?
Oh, yeah, man. I got plenty of them, man.
What's the most recent?
The most recent, I think it was his name too big, but I think it was when me and you was handling some personal business, and you know, we was trying to get to the owner of the club or whatnot, and the woman, you know what I'm saying, she kind of gave us a hard time, but we let it went by, and like. At the end,
oh, yeah,
like I'm glad y'all didn't give me a hard time and all this. Like she was scared of us or something, man.
Yeah, appreciate for not giving me a hard time. Like really, for real, come on. That was a funny incident. I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do. That was funny. That was just what, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was crazy, man. But the crazy thing is though. She was giving us a hard time off the jump. I guess because she did feel intimidated. You know, that's why she was giving us a hard time off the jump, I feel like. But either way, I feel like...
It worked out.
What would you call that? Would you put that as stereotypical or would you put that as racial profile? How would you label that, Tia?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
He said both. Why would you say both?
Because... Seen two black men that look aggressive, so she's stereotyping us by assuming that we're something that we're not.
And we're up to no good.
Yeah.
Who in here ever got stereotyped as far as like looking the way you do, but then like they automatically just stereotype that you're up to no good and you're broke and you're trying to rob something? Who in here had that encounter?
I know all of them, bro.
Hey, Big Country.
Yo.
I know you might not want to get on the topic, man, but you remember the stereotype event that you mentioned to me the other day?
Which
about
one?
The paperwork, the old lady with the paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to
share
that.
You got to share that with T, man. Yeah, share that with us, man.
All right, so... I'm going through a divorce right now, and I had to go sign divorce papers. We had to get them notarized. We had to go to the bank, you know, or that's where we went for the notary public. And I had just got a new tattoo the night before, and I got a bunch of tattoos. So I had to go up there in a wife beater. That's what I was wearing. I mean, I could have covered it up, but I didn't because I don't care. And so I went up there in my wife beater, you know, all my tats showing. And it was the notary public, it was this old white lady. And, man, she did the thing for free. She was just looking at my soon-to-be ex-wife like she felt sorry for her. Like, she was doing her a big favor, getting her away from my ass. Like, I've been beating her or something.
You was in a wife beard. You was in a wife beard.
Yeah.
That's why. He wants you to beat
him. I mean, I don't beat him. I might check him, you know. I never lay a hand on a woman. I treated her like a queen.
That's how I'm supposed to be.
I don't beat women, but I beat them good. You feel me?
He would. It's bound to come out.
Man,
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, I know you're waiting for that. Man, the crazy thing is, man, as devastating as the Trayvon Martin event was, all I'm trying to prove the point is all of us have been in his shoes at that time. And every one of us has had the same, you know what I'm saying, time. That could have been any one of us. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I would blame it on stereotyping. Like, hey, for example, I was out of town on a business trip. You know, Big Country was with me. You know, we was out there. We was at the hotel. We had just got off, you know, our business. We was doing our work in and stuff. And I'm out there. Yeah, it's funny. I know. Listen to us. But for those that don't know, check this out. I'm talking to my woman and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting out by the pool. I'm just chilling. You know, I'm on the phone. Mind my business. I got a tank top on. Yeah, I got my tattoos out, you know. And the owner of the hotel, actually, she didn't even give me a warning. She just called the police on me. I might have had like a drink in my hand or something. You know, I wasn't doing nothing, though. I was just chilling. The police then came. I'm in the shower getting clean, you know. I got out of the shower. The police waiting on me. I'm like, what's going on? And automatically came out their mouth was, if we're going to have a drink, we got to have it in our room. You can't come 2 feet out your door. If you come out the door and the pool's closing, you're supposed to buy the pool. We're coming back because she doesn't want you outside. She doesn't want y'all hanging outside. And it's at the hotel where we paid the fees at. Now, that's a true event, but with all these other events. What'd you say?
You can have it at the pool, man. Over the pool closed.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't never been to a hotel where I couldn't have it at the pool. But she called the police on us, and the police watched us the whole time we were there after that. Am I right, Big Country?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They got on to me, too. And I wasn't even out there. I mean, I was drinking. When they came up, I was drinking in my room. I was like, what the hell are the police doing here? I'm drinking out in front of my hotel room right now.
Don't get the police called on you. Don't get shot or, you know, nothing crazy, man. You know, the world's crazy.
I'm in the middle of the Bible Belt, man. I've had it rough out here. They look at me crazy everywhere I go.
And that's what's right now, cut.
Hey, I found this out. Somebody told me the other day, you know, I'm out here on business. I was talking to somebody and said he was looking at one. I just got another tattoo, whole forearm sleeve. I think most of y'all done seen it, but he was asking me about it, and he said, you know, it was illegal to get tattoos out here until like 2 years ago. I was like, oh, well, no wonder everybody looking at me all crazy.
You're in the boonies, eh?
Yeah. Out there, where you at right now, Big Country? Where you broadcast from?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Don't ever come
Oklahoma
here.
Oklahoma City. Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley.
Okay.
I was listening
to
the radio out here. It's called the Twister. That's what the radio station called.
Wow. Hey, y'all, check this out. I got another question. We talking about racial profiling and stereotyping, all right? Do y'all feel like, I'm not stereotyping or calling racist, but do y'all feel that black people racial profile or stereotype as well?
Of course, everybody racial profile, man.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody safe, man.
Ain't nobody innocent.
Yeah.
Who in here right now has actually stereotyped somebody and knew what they were doing?
I mean, if everybody honest, I think everybody has probably done it at least once.
I think if I've done it, I didn't know I was doing it. Like I was chilling one day.
Don't nobody know.
Yeah, I was chilling one day, and I told this girl, I said, actually, I told my girl, I said, I see you sound like a white girl when you said that. And supposedly that was stereotype. I just stereotype.
What?
Like, how does a white girl sound?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know. I just, hey,
I was talking about like when the phone, you know, when the phone operating, how they be real steady. I didn't know, man. I didn't mean that in a bad way. I mean, that's just the way it came out. I'm not nobody to judge. I mean, I don't feel like, see, I didn't take it no particular way because I am half black and half white. So I didn't know that you could stereotype. I didn't know you could stereotype by saying something simple like that. But that little stuff right there, just that little word right there can cause a big incident in today's society.
Another thing, man, when you be like home, it's like, man, look, man, be like, that boy trying to act black, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people say that. Like, that girl trying to act black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how a black girl act. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see.
Same thing. Everybody,
same
man.
Thing.
Everybody's done it.
Yes, everybody's done it. So, it's just amazing,
I mean,
man.
I'm stereotyping all the time, but it's usually when I'm calling somebody a sissy. And I'm usually right.
I mean, I've never had a thing. I haven't asked you about that. Have you ever stereotyped or racial profile someone?
No.
Aw, oh, come on.
Oh,
no.
Come on, don't lie, man.
Don't lie.
You ain't got to lie because you're on radio, girl. You ain't got to lie.
Nah.
You ain't got
to
lie.
Nah, I sit back and give everybody a chance. Nah.
For real.
Yeah,
what
I have
about,
had people do that to me from the way that I talk. I have people said, why do I try to talk white and I'm black? I'm ghetto. Why I'm trying to change the way I talk? People have told that to me. And all I do is look at them and smile, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So not never have you displayed the wrong image?
No. I try to give everybody a chance. I don't try to judge nobody because I don't want nobody to judge me.
I can dig it. I can dig it. They're going to judge you anyway, though. Either way.
I know. I have realized that, too.
I don't try to stereotype. If I have stereotypes, it ain't like I try to. Not unless I did say, yeah, I think boy the gay, man. Or I think that girl kind of, you know, she kind of go both ways. See, that's the only time I might have did it that I could think of. Now, like Madman said, I have said, look at the same time at black. Yeah, I have did that. Just like everybody else I'm sure has. Or either, I done seen a white girl that I said acted Hispanic. I mean, I didn't take that. Let me tell you why I say that. All right. She's white. All white. I know she's all white. All right. But she done dyed her hair black. And if you've seen her, like, she keeps it gelled and she keeps no clothes on. When you see her, you would think she was Hispanic until she spoke to you. That's why I said that. You know what I'm saying? Because she's naturally blonde. You see what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I said that. But
I think, you know, I think everybody stereotypes because it's like, it's kind of like a part of human nature, but there's a kind of like a fine line to where if you're doing it and like, I don't even know if this makes sense, but if you mean it in a derogatory way, like if you're just, like you were saying, you told your girl she sounded like a white girl when she said that. You didn't mean that a bad way, you just said that. That, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't trying to start something or, like, insult her by saying that. You were just saying that. But, you know what I'm saying, there's more to it when you say it in a condescending way or an insulting way.
Yeah, true. So, you don't necessarily take that as not racial profiling. Well, it could be both. You don't take that as racial profiling or stereotyping?
Some points of both just tying together, really.
Yeah, I can dig it. Because, like, it wasn't necessarily, like, a direct stereotype, but it was at the same time. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how it works. It's crazy just how the power of one word can just twist up a whole situation, you know. But that's the beauty of it, man. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, for real. But before we go any further, team, we got like 12, 13 more minutes before we close the show out. So before we, you know what I'm saying, close it out or whatever, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to run another commercial. So Night Rider, drop that track.
Looking at you, feel like a girl with some freaky thighs. You wanna do it, girl? Meet me at Sandy. You're taking off my clothes, you're taking off your arrows. Your body looks hot, I love those curves.
Pretty lady, how you doing tonight? Making love on the balcony in the moonlight. You smell so sweet, it's turning me on. When I'm in you, I love the faces you make. And love you when you moan. Baby, baby, I can't stop loving you, I won't stop pleasing you, though. I wish this could last forever and ever and ever. You're looking at me and I'm looking at you. So I can tell if I'm freaky tight, you wanna do it.
Are my one and only. You are closer than my homies. I would never leave you lonely. Damn, girl, you made me horny. With your shape and your pretty face, make a nigga wanna masturbate for days. I love you like a fat kid, locate. Don't wanna lose you like Jennifer Hudson's weight. This is our night. We can make it right. Making love all night. Having pillow fights. Enjoying ourselves. Having a wonderful night. Tell them haters to go to hell. They ain't wanting our night. Hell no. We trading body fluids. You love the wood and I love your goods. And you ain't gotta stress the bullshit cause it's all.
You're looking at me and I'm looking at you. So I can tell if I'm freaking tight. You wanna do it.
A&J Connections. A&J Connections has a deal for all unsigned artists. No matter what type of music, for only $25, send your MP3 and be considered to be played on FM, AM, and the internet radio. Submit to startimepromo@gmail.com. Also, use the same email for PayPal to submit your $25. A&J Connections has more to offer you, so hit us up and we will get you more information. Get branded today.
All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, we're back, we're back. So like I was saying, man, like I was saying, by the way, shout out to that track, you know, Picasso, you did your thing, man. Shout out to that.
Right there, man.
Yeah, yo, if this caller's out there and y'all want to call in, man, you got like 10 minutes, so if you want to call in and get your opinion across, 718-664-6543. We're here for another 10 minutes. Another 10 minutes. 18.
Yo.
What is it? What is it? what's up, what's up, man, man?
Yo.
What the situation you were telling me, man?
I mean, I forgot DJ Team.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I got a question for y'all. What do you think is worse? Actual stereotyping or racial profiling? To me, I feel there's a difference. I say that because I feel anybody can be stereotyped. And I feel like racial profiling has to do with somebody looking at you different because of another race. That's just my way I feel. So,
I think they about
what
the same.
Y'all think? About the same?
Yeah, they
about hand in hand with it.
If you do one, you're pretty much doing the other.
Yeah, true, because yeah, if you racial profile somebody, and I guess at the same time, that's you still stereotyping them too, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you're right, yeah, hand in hand, yeah. And truthfully, man, there's not really nothing much you can do these days that other eyes don't feel is right. Like, you might know what you're doing, you might have a good mind on what you're trying to do, and nobody else, they can't see your vision. In order for them to see your vision, you got to paint that picture for them. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, everybody tuning in tonight, man, I want to give y'all thanks, man, special thanks. And you know what I'm saying? From DJ Team and the A-Team, so y'all keep staying tuned in to us, man. Keep listening to us. And you know, if y'all can, anybody here that knows how to reach Trayvon and them, you know, if y'all can call, if y'all do talk to them or whatever, let them know DJ Team and the A-Team, you know, said that they got our prayers, you know. Anybody want to give us a little special shout-out before we get ready to close this thing on out? Team?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I just want to say, man, my prayers go out to Trayvon Martin and his family, too, man.
Definitely. Sad tragic event. Anybody else? Maria, you said you want to give a shout out. Maria.
Yeah.
You said you want to give a shout out.
I give a shout out to his family and pray for him. Hope they get justice.
Definitely. Anybody want to shout out to Zimmerman? Clean.
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 Get me clean. Let him go kill himself, bro. Drink some
gasoline. I don't see how you can live with him, man.
Tell him, don't drop the show.
If he in there.
if they lock him up.
Yeah.
Man, he gonna be. Yeah.
I think in the end, though, they'll get justice, man.
Yeah.
I think it might take a while, but I think in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Well, you know, like, even if he does get off with this, like you were saying earlier, I mean, this has been nationwide news. Everybody knows his face. There's nowhere he can go in this country where he could ever, like, live a normal life again, really. I mean, maybe. He go off way off in the woods somewhere or something, but you know, I mean, that's like Casey Anthony, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got found not guilty, but she's still screwed for the rest of her life because don't nobody believe she was innocent. She's guilty, she just didn't get judged guilty, and that's the same way he's gonna be if he walks.
Yep.
I think if he walks, I give him six months if he does walk. Before you read about him. That's how I feel, truthfully. He got a lot of people mad. Y'all heard about the big rally outside the White House, right? With the everybody had the rally. They had hoods on and said, "I am Trayvon Martin."
Yeah.
In front of the White House. Y'all heard about that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people supporting that movement, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I even signed a petition myself. Yeah, I signed a petition myself, you know what I'm saying, for Trayvon's family, them, you know, so they can get justice. So, Yeah, it's a big movement, man. I just don't think that if people do see him out in public, I don't think they're going to let him walk too long, man. That's all I feel. I mean, if the Black Panther Party ready to do something about it, then you know people on the street and people in prison, they ready too. So either way, like Big Punch said, he's in trouble whether he goes to jail or stays free. Either way, he's in trouble. There's no way to dodge that, man.
Looking over that shoulder.
Yep. No other choice, man. I mean, bad decisions got bad consequences. I mean,
yep.
That was a bad decision. He's going to have to pay the consequences for it, whether he's in jail or on the street. And then he had the nerve in court to say he was sorry, that he thought he was his age. He didn't know he was 17. It don't matter how old he was. That way, it wasn't about the age. It was about you stereotyping him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the first thing I saw, because I heard that. I've been watching the news, and I was like, why are you even, like, that's just an insult to injury by saying I didn't know he was that young. Like,
no.
I don't care that I killed him. I wouldn't have cared that I killed him if he was my age, but now I feel bad because he's young. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I thought he shot himself in the foot with that one myself, man. He should shot himself in the foot about it, but, you know, I ain't gonna get personal. I ain't gonna get personal about it. I'm just gonna say the situation was bad. That's how I'm gonna leave it, because I know me, and I've been a little too far away. So the situation was bad, and he made it worse in court. And then y'all see how he was looking on the stand? He didn't even want to tell him, man. Like, there was a question they was asking him. He didn't even want to answer them without, like, peeking over at the judge first to see if it got rejected or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Made no sense, man.
I'll say that, you know, like you were saying earlier, we can all relate to that. Like, most of us ain't too much older than him, for one, but besides that, We all lost people coming up, you know what I'm saying? We was around that age, a little younger since then. And it just, I don't have a friend personally, but a friend of mine was just telling me the other day that he's got a friend, you know, that's our age, that was in the hospital in a coma because of a blood clot about to die, basically. And it just got me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to die today. I ain't live. And I ain't even, I'm just now starting to live. And at 17, you damn sure haven't lived yet. You ain't experienced nothing. I know back when I was 17, I thought I knew everything. Shit, I know shit.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the most tragic thing. That's the most tragic thing to me, is that he was 17, really. I mean, it's all a bad situation, a horrible situation, but just for him to be that young and never get to really live, that's worse to me.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, by that time, y'all, man, so I'm going to go ahead. Yo, that's a good point, though, Big Country, by the way, man. I ain't trying to cut you short, man. Just got to, you know, got to wrap it up, man. And I'll just get a little further. You about to go on, go in on them, will you? Anyway, man, for everybody, man, that listened today, man, once again, appreciate the support. Make sure you go to our radio page at www.eotnradio.com and check out our future shows. Make sure you set reminders every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. We'll be live. So keep your eyes open, mouth shut, pick that phone up, make that call. That's it. Knight Rider. Go and run that track.
Get stupid, yeah. Don't 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 get stupid, Too much blue, too much dude. Gotta get it right before I lose cool. My folks now refresh wild. Bottle pop, good smoking now. She oozing now, I'm pushing out. Everybody gon' get stupid wild. Money, 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 got a fan sagging. Haters on the ear, she's the dragon. Don't give a what, cause I'm swag tastic. Older brother black, got my eyes lagging. Running white, tinsel, jazz ragging. Just boom shot, now I'm about to stagger. That's why I call body bagging. Talk to smooth, metaphors are packing. Don't get stupid, I'm about action.
Maniac, over. Get some haters on the trip. Tell them gon' get stupid. Yeah, gon' get stupid. Yeah, gon' get stupid. Yeah, gon' get stupid.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.